the astounding record number of jobless claims and Hawaii's inability to process those checks to get them out to the people who need them. That is the subject of today's reality check. Honolulu Civil Beat's Chad Blair on the line today. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So, yeah, we've just been hearing so much about this, and the article that you were showcasing today really does a deep dive on what kind of equipment we've got.
Yeah, the kind of equipment we got is something of another day, something
yes.
of another era. This is Marcel Honoré's story. In fact, Scott Murakami, who leads the Department of Labor and Industrial Relations here, calls it antiquated. We're talking about the mainframe, the IT system that the Labor Department uses, our Labor Department, to handle claims. And it's from the 1980s. Ronald Reagan was president, as Marcel notes in his story. Pac-Man was a
yes.
cutting-edge video game technology. Remember Pac-Man? But the system has not changed. And so what you have now, as we all have heard, nearly a quarter of a million people in Hawaii have applied for unemployment benefits since COVID came to town, and only about 93,000 of those claims have been paid so far, at least as of Marcel's report this morning. And the reason has a lot to do with the fact that this system, which it doesn't even have a mouse. Remember, it doesn't use mouses. If you want to move the cursor, you actually have to use the keyboard in order to direct it, right? Like it's an old Wang or something, or an old IBM. And because of that, it is very manual labor intensive.
Well, you know, I recall when the Labor Department director, you know, was talking with us in anticipation of the layoffs, and he thought that they were going to be able to handle it because they had tried to modernize. But
they had, and yeah, there's been a long recognition going over the last few decades that the IT system for the state government itself is not a good one. I won't speak about the counties, but definitely that is the case at the state government level. And still, the Labor Department was trying to come up with a way to modernize their system. In fact, they were going to work with Idaho. Idaho is actually one of the states that has a pretty good system. Hawaii was going to migrate its data over to its cloud. They have a cloud system, right? Not a mainframe from the 80s, but a cloud system. And it was going to cost us $2 million. But COVID came to town, and the Labor Department locally then had to really respond to to all those people trying to get their payments, and that's become the priority since then. Now we're looking probably, according to the Labor Department, not until next year, 2021, we will see possibly getting improved technology. So we are stuck with the system that we have for now.
Well, I love how in the story folks have mentioned that there was a personal relationship that a Labor
Right.
Department employee had with her counterpart in Idaho.
Correct. And we should tell you that part of this really is the federal government, the Federal Labor Department, to blame. And the reason is they're the ones who would help improve technology for the particular states. But that's going to cost $50 to $60 million a pop, and that's a heck of a lot of money. We should say Hawaii is not the only state that's having problems with its IT system for claims. Over half the states, but not Idaho. And what you can do, what the federal government has actually encouraged, is working with other states to come up with a way to, if you will, share the burden to prove things. And that was what Hawaii was going through. That was the plan until COVID came to town.
Right. And I know there are still lots of people that are waiting for their checks.
Yes, there are. I think we mentioned 93,000 at the top of the report, and hopefully there'll be a report on that. I should say this whole IT problem goes beyond just the Labor Department. There was actually discussion right after the Great Recession, you know, the last time we went through a really tough time economically, where maybe Hawaii could overhaul several departments' IT systems. And they were even looking at combining DLIR, that's Department of Labor Industrial Relations, Department of Human Services, Department of Health, all at the state level. Maybe they could somehow share a data portal, but make it a lot easier for people to go online and fill out the forms that are necessary to work with government. There just wasn't not enough buy-in for that at the time. One wonders whether there might be some impetus going forward, then, you know, it is time to really get this system up to speed.
Right. And I know the previous governor talked about, you know, we need to modernize, and boy, are we feeling the pain now.
Yeah, I'm not even going to go into the tax systems, right? There was a whole tax modernization. They've made some progress in that regard, but David Ige, an engineer by training, does recognize, but there's a problem, but it comes down to money and manpower.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Chad.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was Civil Beat's political and opinion editor, Chad Blair, with today's Reality Check. To read more about the story, visit civilbeat.org.